Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
.753 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 46 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer.
It is Unity Day.
That is why I'm wearing orange, kind of corally orange, but it's orange.
Well, don't worry.
There's
our
a reason.
Next guest has got plenty of orange.
She's got an orange dress. I've never even seen an orange dress.
She's ready to go. Lindsay Maychek is the director of communications for the Rock Hill School District, and October is Bullying Prevention Month. Today is wear orange on Unity Day for October the 20th.
Correct. It is Unity Day is all about sharing kindness, promoting acceptance, encouraging inclusion, and that equals bullying prevention. Mm-hmm. So it is an awareness campaign that we are very fond of at Rock Hill Schools. And so today you will see many, many children across all the schools wearing their orange so that they can be good friends to one another.
Even the Gamecock fans, are they having a little trouble with this orange color?
You had to twist their arms a little bit.
But you said it's all about unity.
Yes. All about unity.
Let's start here.
That's right.
You know, it is. We can joke about it. It's a simple color, but wearing something to show, hey, I want to be part of the solution and not the problem, can open a lot more doors than having them close in your face.
Yeah, and it's something that we talk about from our smallest students all the way up to our seniors. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it in different ways, obviously, because it's more complex as you get older. But it really signifies today, wearing your orange, that you are a friend to all and that you value being inclusive and accepting and kind to your friends.
And, you know, I love that you are taking the time to help students understand what bullying looks like.
Oh, that's a great example.
You know, you never know the experiences of a young person and what may just be what they think. This is how brothers and sisters or cousins, this is how they act with each other. They may not understand that in other homes it's not like that, and that's not okay. So this has an opportunity to not only identify what bullying is within school, but also within life.
Right. And it's something that we even face as adults, mm-hmm. right? But
yeah,
it's so different nowadays from when I grew up. You know, when I grew up, it's old-fashioned horsing around, right? Like shove one another or you might call someone something. But now it's so much more complex, right? Mm-hmm. There are different kinds of bullying rather than just name-calling or shoving someone over or something like that. There's the social bullying, which is harming someone's reputation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's malicious.
And yeah, that's sad to see that.
And kids these days grow up with cyberbullying. That's not something I faced when I was growing up.
No, there used to be separation between school and home, you know, and parents had a little bit more control over those situations. But when you get into cyber and time on the screen and so much information and homework being, you just can't say, I'm going to take your computer away from you, because you're basically limiting your child's ability to access very important information from school.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay, what does reports of bullying look like within the Rock Hill School District? How do parents report that? When should they report it? To everyone's point here, when does it go too far to say, you know, I really don't want to get anyone in trouble. I hope I'm interpreting what my child is saying. What are the proper steps? What do you guys have in place to help families and students?
Sure. Any parent can call their child's school or their teacher or me, really anyone at the district, and we take it really seriously. We have a policy, it's JICFAA, that talks about harassment, intimidation, and bullying. And it's something where even if it's something that you have a small hunch about or you're just a little concerned about, give us a call. Let us know, because it's something that we really do take seriously.
Do they remain anonymous?
They can.
Okay, because I would think
that's always the fear.
That's the fear. Why most people don't, even as adults.
There's always that one mother or father that does not mind being addressing the bully. This is what you don't want to do.
Right.
This is something that, again, learning how to problem solve within school is a good idea, but nobody wants that mom that storms onto the school bus and says, if you ever, ever touch my kid again, you know.
It sometimes puts
I will be back.
Bigger target on the student's back, so to speak. Yes. And so you don't want that.
No, we have an anonymous tip line as well.
Okay.
But also one of the things that we work with from the smallest up to the biggest kids is advocating for yourself and for your friends. So being the person who is not just a bystander in a situation, but can either stop something from happening or speak up when something's happening. And so that's that whole see something, say something movement that we have. And our kids are really receptive to it.
And that bystander thing, learning how to be a responsible bystander is really kind of against human nature, because there are so many studies of bystanders that that witness horrible stuff and they don't know how to speak up. So this is great that you're equipping kids and students with the ability to speak their voice.
So again, in the Rock Hill School District, you'll see a lot of orange today. They're not all Clemson fans. Some might be.
They might be UT fans.
That's a good point.
Well, it's all in unity.
But it's all in unity.
About bullying.
To Patty's point, yeah. Wear orange, show that you're part of the solution and not the problem. And of course, all the schools will post various pictures throughout the day, as they typically do on days like this, and Lindsay and her crew, Aaron, will do it as well on the district's Facebook page and website, and we certainly appreciate it, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Lindsay Maychek, again, Director of Communications for the Rock Hill School District.